Hello.
Hello, my name is Gustavo and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
All right, thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, Lake County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I am going to vote. My whole house will.
Definitely going to vote?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered?
Republican? I'm Republican. Republican.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, white, Caucasian?
American.
Asian American, well, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, or Hispanic, or African American, black?
No. I'm white and I'm a U.S. citizen, always been born and raised here.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
I'm 74.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gone enough on the wrong track?
They're on the wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? In this case, I'm going to read you a list and you can tell me for you what is the most important. And starting with illegal immigration, overdevelopment, affordable housing, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, crime and public safety, protecting the environment, taxes and
all of them. They're out of control.
But for you, what is, the most important?
The most would be the economy. You can't afford to buy a house down here. Can't afford to rent one. I own my own house, but my children will never be able to buy a house here.
So would you say that it is the inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries or the property insurance costs?
It's property insurance. They're ridiculous what they're asking for homes. I'd fall through the state of Florida, but especially in Key West, you can't buy a home for under $1 million. You can't.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And, well, you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. And starting with Donald Trump, for you, is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable. He's got my vote and my household's vote.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, very, very, very.
Thank you so much. Now, Melissa Tomei?
Pardon me?
Yeah, Tomei. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you just say? Who else?
Yeah, for you, is Melissa Tomei is favorable or unfavorable?
I don't even know who that is. I have no idea who that is.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, Joe Biden?
I would not vote for him. He needs to retire.
For you, is very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, Paul Wunderlich?
I don't know who that is. If
Thank
it's any
you.
Other of the Democratic Party, I will not vote Democratic. I'm strictly Republican, and that's the way we are.
And now, Rick Ramsey, have you heard of him?
Yeah, Rick Ramsey, I know him personally. He's a good man.
for you is favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very. Thank you so much. Now, Holy Mary Rushine?
I know her very well, too. Very favorable.
Thank you. And Ron DeSantis,
yes. I would vote for him.
For you, is favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you so much. And thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Ptomi, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate too, or Holly Mary Rushine, a Republican candidate?
Holly Rushine.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Mary Rushine, a Republican?
Definitely voting.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holy Mary Rushine is doing as your county commissioner?
I approve.
Is that strongly or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Thank you. And other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government, or a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
The second one that you said.
Thank you so much. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I don't think the priorities are straight as far as regarding housing, affordable housing. It's not there. There's too many, the everyday working person cannot afford to live here. They have to have 2 to 3 jobs in order to work, to live here.
So for you, the growing and developing for Monroe County is going too slowly or maybe about right?
I think it's going too slowly as far as the priorities.
All right. Thank you so much. And which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate's positions on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes and fighting crime, or a candidate's positions on future development in Monroe County?
No, I would want it to be affordable, whatever that first one that you said.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
Do I oppose it?
If you are, do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix?
No, I'm in favor of that. I'm in favor of that. Affordable housing, we need it.
And would you say strongly favor or somewhat favor?
No, strongly favored.
Thank you so much. And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging trauma star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? During these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. Or with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
I think that what they need to do is to get that hospital up to speed to where we wouldn't have to fly people out unless it was a trauma or a heart attack. But they're flying them out for all kinds of things that they can handle here if they have the right people or the hospital was would they be able to maintain it? They treat our hospital like it's a third world country.
So do you think that we should not be raising taxes? Or do you think that I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements?
Yep. They need to raise in order to do necessary, but they need to do it wisely. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 80% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time. There is just a few more questions, and I will try to be the briefly possible. If you knew the following statements about Holy Mary Rashine were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holy Mary Rashine in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. And, well, Holy Mary Rashine has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Rashine has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. In this case, this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
No, we're voting for her. I've known Holly since she was Ron Saunders' secretary, and she's done nothing but good for our county.
So
she
for you,
get my vote.
So for you is, well, much more, it makes you much more likely to vote for her.
Yes.
All right, thank you. And now, Holly Rashine understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rashine has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. After hearing this, would you say that for you is much more likely to vote for her? It will somewhat less likely or much less likely?
More, I will vote for her all the way.
Thank you so much.
Do you want macaroni and cheese or do you want fish soup?
Now, Holy Mary Rashine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbies. Rashine has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of life. After hearing this, would you say that for you it's much more likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I don't believe all that stuff that they're saying. That's a bunch of bull crap. So I'm voting for her.
Oh, if you have, it makes no difference. You can tell me that as well. So, with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holy Mary Rashine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. And the same, after hearing this, for you is much more likely, less likely, or it makes no difference?
Is she going to build more housing, you said?
I am going to repeat it again. With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holy Mary Rashine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I'm going to vote for her.
All right, thank you. And, well, Holy Mary Rashine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. After hearing this, for you, is more likely, less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. And Holy Mary Rashine is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rashine has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. After hearing this, for you, is more likely, less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Now, Holy Mary Rashine.
He knows what he's doing.
Thank you. Holy Mary Rashaim believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. After hearing this, for you, is more likely, less likely, or it makes no difference?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, this is a statement that says Holy Mary Rashaim believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. And for you, this makes you more likely to vote for her or less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference. I'm voting for her.
Thank you. And the last one for this part. During these tough times, Holy Mary Rashaim voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. After hearing this, would you say that for you is more likely to vote for her, less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference. We're voting for her.
Thank you so much. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holy Mary Rashaim, a Republican candidate?
Holly Rashaim.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mary Rashaim?
For Holly, yes.
Thank you. You will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years, all your life?
More than 20, all my life.
Thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative.
And is that somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
High school with some college.
Thank you so much. And that's everything from my part. In that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.